is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am, and you, sir?
I am, too. Man, am I excited about this new series. Wow, this is something that I think everyone is going to want to listen to. Reversing the process of aging. Man, you're going to put cosmetic companies out of business.
Hey, why not? I'm going to that.
You're messing with the economics of the United States, and I'll have you know, mister, somebody's going to talk to you about it. If you can convince a few people that this works, there's going to be big trouble. You're going to be putting people out of work.
Funeral directors will go out of business.
But Philip, what are the things attached to death and dying? Aging, the aging process. Well, a lot of medical services are caused simply because of the breakdown of the body, right?
Sure.
I would imagine that certain amounts of the health and fitness marketplace are aimed directly at people trying to overcome aging, age-related problems. You are an economic destroyer if we go ahead with this article. I don't think we can go ahead. Okay, seriously. In your third paragraph here, you say that some religious teachers resist the notion of reversing the process of aging based on their perceptions of certain scriptural passages. What scriptural passages define aging?
Well, I remember when I touched on this once, you came up with all kinds of stuff. That was when you said the Bible was against me and science was against me, and then you threw out a number of scriptural passages, and I don't remember what they are.
That was about death. We're talking about aging now. Different subject.
Same. The aging process, some people say man is appointed to live 120 years, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was one throughout.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe it, so.
You don't believe it? Why not?
Yes. I don't believe it's a universal truth that we are supposed to abide by that particular interpretation of that particular passage.
Well, I think there's a few people that might agree with you. I believe Noah would be one of them.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that other fellow who's kind of a hero of yours, Elijah? You mentioned him occasionally, too.
Enoch,
yeah. Those fellows would probably disagree with you on the aging thing. Or, sorry, disagree with that man's day shall be numbered 120.
Got my vote.
Yeah. So there are a few passages that do suggest that, and I think there's another one further on in the New Testament as well that refers to dying and people dying. Your story about Bob, very interesting. God wasn't ready to take him home yet, and you ask a question. Which God is that? Why is there a question? What puzzling you in regard?
Wasn't puzzling. I was being my usual biting, sarcastic self.
Okay, so be sarcastic about this one. What are you trying to say here?
Let's see, read it to me so I can tell what the heck you're talking about, please.
That's a nice pat answer, but are we ready to take a look at another perspective, a perspective that could give us a wide sweeping vista into something which those who hold to the view that God wasn't ready to take him home yet refuse to look at, to which we might want to respond, which God is that?
That's where. Well, I think I say it right in the article just below it, don't I? Or do I?
Jesus referred to two gods, one with a capital G, the spirit realm, and one the little G, right?
Yep. So which one of those?
Well, you say that Bob prayed to the Father of Light.
I was just throwing out my usual jab. Take it out. Why don't you take it out of there?
I think it's important. So if he's praying, and he's praying, God, take me home, and we know that the little G God is, that's his ultimate goal. Why didn't he go home? I'm confused by this.
Yeah, no, I probably shouldn't have put it in there.
Okay, well then, we'll tell our readers and listeners to just gloss over that particular paragraph. I'll highlight it and say, don't pay attention to this.
There, perfect. I like that. Put an editorial comment on there so everybody knows it's you and not me.
Let's get serious. What point are you trying to make?
I'm making the point that the whole thing of religion, of about death and dying and all that stuff is a bunch of hooey. You know, they've got at the opening, you were talking about, boy, with this article, we'll put a whole economy on the brink of disaster. Well, we've got a whole economy. If we start looking at Christmas and Easter and those kinds of things, it would be on that Christianity seems to promote as well. It's, you know, crazy stuff.
It is crazy stuff. Well, but you suggest in your article that if we put aside this crazy stuff, this religious programming and prejudice, we're ready to take the first step. How do we put that sort of stuff aside? Because next part of the article, you really say that these things are very much ingrained into who we are. So do you have a suggestion on how we can put that some of this stuff aside, or just the mental ascension is sufficient to start? Or
yeah, I have some suggestions for it, and I'm going to deal with those specifically in part two of the next segment. Do you want me to give a little hint to that right now?
I wouldn't mind, yeah, because a little bit further on you talk about death and taxes. Are you ready to join me in asking, are death and taxes and aging really as inescapable as we've been programmed to believe? Or are there other alternatives? Yeah. Are there alternatives? How do we approach
them? Well, the best way to approach it is to see, as I begin to lay it out again in part two, as I begin to lay it out, to ask, Dad, or am I supposed to be questioning this? This is what I've been taught all my life, or what I've believed. Should I be questioning it? I boldly say in that article, if you get a no, then don't read any further.
Okay. Do you think that death and taxes are and aging are inescapable?
Of course not, or I wouldn't have written the article. I think it's time we looked at all kinds of things for different perspectives. Doesn't mean some of the stuff that we hold on to isn't true. It just means there are other perspectives. There are alternatives, if we will open our mind to them.
You mean like natural methods, drink lots of green tea and eat properly and get good night's sleep and exercise regularly? You mean like that, or are you talking about something totally different?
Well, you can do that. I'm not going to deal with those things. That's for those people that deal in those things, and I applaud them. They're fine. I even participate.
In what? In the healthy mind, body?
Sure. Exercise every day, trying to eat relatively well.
Well, I think that if people could let go of just one of these items, death, taxes, and aging, they should be able to let go of all of them. What do you think?
I agree totally. We are able. It's whether we choose to or not.
Right.
The point of the article, the point I felt like I was led to get into is unless we are willing, I think I've said this, maybe 150 times without exaggeration over the last several months, that I base so much of what I say on some simple words of Jesus. And nothing is impossible if you believe enough. And most people refuse to even look at it. They'd rather put up religious doctrine as an excuse why they don't have to believe enough. One example as well, the age of miracles is past. I had that thrown at me the other day. Somebody who says, I believe the Bible. Well, then if you believe the Bible, why would you say the age of miracles is past when Jesus said that you would perform miracles if you believe enough? That doesn't make sense to me. Does it to you?
No, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that way of thinking. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I do understand that way of thinking. Because I lived it. I lived it for a while because it was a convenient truth.
Ooh, that's a surprising statement out of your mouth. How can that be, believing that way, be convenient?
Well, because when you buy the package, you get the whole package. You don't just buy one portion or this portion and that portion. So when you jump into the religion or church life, whether it be for Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, it doesn't matter. You buy the whole package, and if the man at the front of the room, who is calling himself your religious leader or your spiritual leader, says that that's how what's in your bag, then that's what's in your bag. So, well, that's okay. I just wanted to solve one problem, and the one problem I wanted to solve was my life was going down the wrong track, and I needed some guidance and help. And by developing a relationship with the source or God at that time, I solved my problems. But the issue was that the solution I picked up came with a bunch of other claptrap that's difficult to toss out the window. And I'm still working on tossing some of it out. This is another example of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
So it's a
I understand, yeah.
Right? It was convenient at the time. It no longer is convenient because I've got what I wanted, which was a relationship with my Creator. And now I need to look for other things that are going to be just as meaningful in my life as that relationship, or expand the relationship or fully understand it through making different choices. It's a journey, right?
Yeah, it is a journey, and it's a growth process. I I'm already working on number two. I am working totally in the blind. I have no input, mental or memory input. You know, I'm almost 80, and all of a sudden, gee, anti-aging sounds pretty good. I mean, reversing the process of aging sounds wonderful. And I feel led to write about it, but I don't know, what am I going to say about it? I got a white beard, you know, bald head. Sometimes I don't walk with the greatest balanced world, and hey, this is an exciting thing. So am I writing just because this is what I want? Well, hey, I started writing about performing miracles before I could do any of those either, because it's what I wanted. Because once I saw that that's what Jesus said we were supposed to do, and I saw that that's what he was saying literally, I wanted it. I'm full of faith that this is going to happen, and anybody that wants to walk along with me in it will begin to see the years drop off.
I know that as I began embracing things like watching my words and being careful not to say things about getting old and being in pain and all that, and then as I also begin to think and say things like I'm getting younger every day in joking form, it's had a big effect on me. You know, the other day I told some guy I was going on 90, and he said, "Wow, you don't look a day older than 80." And I'm not 80 yet. I'm dairy, but anyway, point is, I used to look older than my age, and now supposedly people tell me I look younger than my age.
It could be the tan.
That could be. I'm pretty brown.
You sure are. Well, you know, I do know one thing, that these attitudes of things being inescapable, they're not correct. What it is that I believe that people have it as a convenient truth because they don't want to look at some of the other solutions, or the other solutions are unsuitable to their lifestyle. So, for example, are taxes avoidable? Well, sure they are if you pack up and move to a country that has no tax. Most people are not willing to do that, so it's not an alternative for them, and they therefore cannot escape it. So the people who want to avoid death and aging, they may have to do something different too.
Very good.
And
yeah.
And I don't know how difficult that something different is going to be. I'm assuming it's going to be different for everybody.
Well, they say that change is probably the biggest challenge for human beings there is, because, in fact, that most humans fear change, and they fear it on a subconscious or unconscious level, so therefore they're not even aware that they're afraid of it, which, you know, exacerbates the challenge. One of the things I continually say all the time, I think you've picked up on it a couple of times, is just be willing to look at something from a different perspective.
One of the things that people also have to overcome is not just their religious viewpoints. Obviously, in the media, there's lots of expressions of aging and how you can't avoid it and so on and so forth. I mean, there are plenty of movies and drama series based on aging and death.
Yeah, you know, what I was about to say earlier, and I know I've said it probably too many times for most people, but I'm going to say it again. Every now and then I see a flicker of understanding when I'm speaking one-to-one with someone. There's a difference here. And if you're willing to accept the difference, you know probably where I'm going, but what's the difference between what you knew as truth in 1953 as opposed to what you know as truth in 1954? And I get this, whoa, what are you talking about? In 1953, everybody knew for a fact. They didn't just believe it, they knew it. It had been stated in bread. All the experts agreed. No normal or human being would ever run a mile in under 4 minutes. And it's the most exciting thing to me there is, because now you know that's hooey. We have thousands of people annually running a mile under 4 minutes. Why do they do it? Because they believe it's possible. Once Roger Bannister, the neurologist and brain surgeon, once he understood, or once he broke the barrier, we knew it was true. Now, how do you want to deny it? Well, I can't run a mile in under 4 minutes. Brad, well, guess what? Neither can I. So what? It doesn't make it impossible. We know it's possible. I believe it's possible if I wanted to do it. What do I want to do? I don't care. You know, but it's such a neat example of how we get caught in a mindset. I can remember I grew up that nobody would ever break, Babe Ruth, the great home run hitter. Nobody would ever break that 60 runs in a year. They couldn't do it. Where are we now? 76 or something? Even without steroids, some of the baseball hitters are, I think, were 75 or 76 home runs. So it's just a matter of believing it's possible, training to do something, and it's possible. Nothing is impossible if you believe enough. The operative word is enough. How can we just walk away from that? Because it's a convenient truth. Because it means, I'm quoting you, and because we can walk away from it and say, well, that's not true, because we'd rather believe something that's false. Why in the dickens anybody would rather believe that they can't reverse the process of aging, or that they don't have to die, and you can prove it by scripture? Why would you want to hang on to the other just because you learned it? Well, you and I know the reason for that. And I'm not going to go blabbering it on today because I'll get started again. And it's an uncomfortable subject. But it's true, and that's going to be part of what we're going to deal with in this series. Because if you don't deal with spiritual issues, you're never going to change anything.
Right.
What's this right stuff? I'm getting all head up here, and you're supposed to argue with me.
I do agree, and I'm not going to change that position. I think that anything is possible. And we just have to understand the how, the mechanism to accomplish that, and we can do it. Obviously, Rogers Bannister understood the how in his time and place, and it's time for us to understand the how of reversing the aging process. So let's go on this ride. Let's go. I'm interested in step number two. What do I have to do? I'm open. What the heck?
Hey, okay. Well, let's just take it a step at a time. Kent, do you mind if I go back to... Sometime in May or June, when you had a great, like, I'm working on a little piece called The Transformation of Ryan Bruce. Because I can remember when we first got into this issue, and it was one thing that you said, this is nuts. You're crazy. I'll try it, but this is baloney. And you believed it. You don't believe that anymore, do you?
No.
Okay, why don't you believe it anymore?
Well, because...
You put it to the test?
I put it to the test.
Yeah, that means you were willing to change some behavior, and you were also willing to come back at me and say, well, here's what I found is different than what you do. Good night. Who wants to be like Brad Cullen? You're crazy. Take a look at my picture. An ugly old man there. But... he's getting better looking every day, and he's getting younger every day, and we're going to go to such extremes of lengths here, maybe we will transform all kinds of industry. Let's get rid of the cosmetics industry. That's great.
Well, you know, the cosmetics industry that focuses on anti-aging.
Oh, yeah, that cream and stuff.
Yeah, all those fancy chemical and natural concoctions. Brad, when do we get part two?
Upload it to you probably tonight.
Well, great. Let's get on to the next step because I'm ready to turn around my age.
Gee, you're already looking younger than whatever. As you know, I've spent many years in the tropics. I lived in Hawaii for a long time. I lived in the Caribbean for a long time. And I watched people put these anti, what do you call it, sunblock. And I'm a pretty pale skinned guy. I'm a natural. And I said, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. I'll bet, and I just said this as a possibility, I'll bet that if you cover that stuff with chemicals, you can cover your body with chemicals on the basis of blocking out certain rays in the sun, that you're also doing something to the body to keep it from protecting itself. myself naturally. So I quit doing it. It wasn't 3 months after I first quit using any kind of sunblock or lotion that I read an article. There's some chemicals in sunblock that keep you from your skin and your body from excreting natural oils, so that indeed the chemicals would come together to be a carcinogen. It was causing cancer.
And actually, the experience I had, because I've lived in the tropics from in the past as well, what I discovered was after, and I asked Dad, I said, I don't want to wear this sunblock. The alternative to sunblock is hydrate your body. So anytime I go down to the beach and lay in the sun for 4 hours or wander around and play with my kids for 4 hours, I just drink lots of water.
Yeah.
Never got a sunburn. I don't like using sunblock, and I don't encourage my children to use it either.
No.
Certainly, we're not making any statements against sunblock industry. Go and make all the money you like. We just don't happen to believe in your product very well.
And we know what it's like, and people not believe in your product, and we put out stuff nobody believes in either. So.
Right. Okay, Brad, give me number two. Send it over. Let's go. Let's get on with it. I don't want to wait one more day. I don't want to age one more day.
Hey, well, let me make a pronouncement. Ryan, from this day forward, you're getting younger and better looking every day.
Oh, I like that. From this day forward, I'm going to get younger and better looking every day.
No. Never mind that. I'm going to. I am. I am getting younger and better looking every day.
True. So thanks, Brad. I appreciate it, and I look forward to our next call.
Thank you, Ryan.